Can open a LaCroix. Bing, bang, boom. So we're ready to go.
Yep.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, and hey, guys. Oof. Wow. Guys, this is Boy Brunch.
A group sip of LaCroix to start off.
We're working,
nice.
Man. Okay, we've
That's
all done
ASMR.
Shit.
Yeah, some people are hard right now.
Some people have to pay for that.
Some people just heard that and got hard. And
do you guys
to them, I tip my cap.
Do you watch ASMR?
No.
No.
No? Guys, I'm all about that slime shit where they're like... It's always a chubby girl's fingers, you could tell. Just fucking... It's like you could tell. It's always a little chubby girl.
So funny.
Damn. That's what it is?
It's just like...
That's what those videos are. It's like, I'm going to finger this Jello.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's crazy.
Or it's different kind of slimes, and they'll be like, this is like Mario Sunshine slime, and okay. It looks like that. And then they rate it, and they just like squish it around
they
a little bit.
The slime, they
and then all of a sudden it's 4 a.m., and you're like, I've been watching this for three hours.
Well, now I know the best kinds of slime, though.
Yeah.
I've only seen... I'll either see those guys in the like... The jungles building stuff like a jacuzzi.
Yeah, I like those
pure
guys
guy
too.
Content right yeah. there. I'm on the girl autistic girl algorithm.
Yeah,
for
you
some.
Are. Yeah, you're on like the sensory or algorithm.
It'll be like a contractor talking about a situation while he's cleaning a rug.
Oh,
like power clean.
Oh, okay.
Power
wow, that is you're like building stuff and like industrial cleaning. Like even, that's guy yeah. shit.
But I don't build shit.
He's just cosplaying like farm life. Like I'm
Dude,
building
I mean,
shit and then I'm hosing shit down.
Essentially.
Okay, so let's all give like the three things our feeds mostly are on Instagram.
On Instagram.
Yeah, what's on your feed, Josh?
I'm curious.
Look.
Yeah,
I'm fucking
like, no, because Josh will send me some crazy shit.
I got some crazy shit on my feet. Fat guy hooping.
Ooh,
fat
yeah,
guy's
yeah,
hooping.
Yeah,
talking
like
shit.
But
of course
balls?
He balls. He
yes.
Oh, he airballed. That's hilarious.
Good pass.
Fat yep. guy's hooping.
Fat guy's hooping. Cringy content.
Cringe, like yeah. Yikes.
The kind of stuff that makes me laugh because I'm like, ooh, that's... I love watching people put themselves out there and fail. It's
yeah,
funny.
Of course.
And then looks like podcast clips.
That's your reels? Okay.
Oh my God. Oh! So for the audio listeners, we just saw someone get absolutely
a
pwned.
Spinning yeah.
oh my
it's a
God,
spinning
the
kick.
Perfect roundhouse to the Woo! Face. That person
oh, shit.
Might be dead.
God damn.
Okay, Caleb, Woo! What about you?
God damn. My feed rocks.
That was pretty sick.
My feed's pretty awesome. And also, I like to get a little mix of like violent animal videos, whether that be animal on animal or animal on person. I
totally.
Quite enjoy good.
Like someone going where they shouldn't have been.
Someone falling into the enclosure and it's one of those where you can't look away kind of a situation.
I would say if you fell in the enclosure, it's always your fault. They
it always
make,
is.
They
yeah.
make it very clear that you shouldn't stand there.
It always is. And I will say, you know, you see it in like Indian zoos and I'm like, maybe they need to up the amount
security.
Of like barricade.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not as obvious as yeah. it is here. Because here in America, you got to try to get in there.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a whole other zone that they block off.
Yeah.
If you're close to it, it's glass that's 10
yes.
inches thick. Like
you need to be able to climb. You need to be able to jump from a high distance into the enclosure.
Well, I
you
feel
know?
Like that's why everybody was like really upset about what when they killed Harambe.
Harambe.
Yeah. Shout out.
No one was trying to like that kid wanted
that kid wanted to be in there.
He wanted it. I'm not victim blaming, but
he wanted it.
He wanted it.
He was begging for it.
So my algorithm right now it's finally not cursed anymore.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Good. Congrats.
It's, yeah, there's no many not no more no more big titty bitches.
Is that cursed?
It's a real curse.
It's a curse.
It cursed my algorithm for a long time was well, just attractive women because your eye stays on it for longer.
Yeah.
That's what the algorithm's.
Or it would be, I mean, it would be a lot of small people too.
Yeah. Just
like little people?
I still get them.
Like big world little people? Little people, big world types?
Yeah, but they were like.
Little people doing dope shit though.
Dope shit or just being hot. And it was that was also like
I got a
here?
Lot on my Twitter
being hot.
I get
how dare they?
What the
little
hell?
People looking absolutely scrumptious.
Yeah. Like, I could just eat them up. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, my God.
But now it's just like it's like shoes, like loafers.
Nice.
Like sick loafers.
You got into a good little fashion
Tim's,
algorithm.
You know
cool,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then like cool like Photoshop art.
Oh, shit.
Like
yeah.
How-tos.
And that's the
stuff.
Algorithm of a man in a relationship. Once you get in a relationship, you have to reset that algo.
Oh,
or else
can't.
She'll look at your For You page one day. They deserve love, too.
They deserve love, too.
Especially if they're looking like
some
an absolute
others.
Fruit snack.
Some more than others.
Little gusher.
All right. Mine's a little weird.
Yes. Now, you are a single man.
I'm single.
The single algorithm is a dark place.
It's fucked up and it's hurting my brain. I would say so. It's a lot ASMR goop.
Okay, so you're getting the sensory
goop breaking
reviews,
soap with your hands,
cutting soap with a razor so that it shaves off in perfect little squares.
Fuck, dude, yeah, stop! I'm gonna come.
Oh my God.
And like just other shit like that, you know, like there's this one that it's like where it's like a styrofoam cube that they cover in slime and cut with scissors. It's awesome. Like, I don't know how to tell
you. Damn. Okay.
It's like they slobber with goo, this styrofoam white cube.
Interesting.
And then this chubby girl fingers come on camera, always with nice nails. Shout out.
Why are they?
Oh, I do.
You
get
keep saying
get nails
chubby
sometimes.
Girl fingers. Why?
It's because when the person who's filming, who's doing this, they always have chubby fingers.
Do you hear the breathing?
This is my favorite song. You hear the sleep apnea.
Slime, so much slime.
And they just start cutting it with scissors, and it's pretty good. Or like,
that's cool.
They've just like they're doing shit I've never even seen. Like,
yeah, that's stuff I've never even fathomed.
Yeah, me neither. I get snowboard videos too.
Snowboard.
Yeah, like
that's radical.
Just like shredding.
Yeah. So I get that.
I bet those ladies were rocked by Joann's going into bankruptcy.
I know.
Joann's
really
is closing.
Me up
what are they gonna? Fuck no.
At least we have Michaels, but
yeah, Michaels is just going to be the monopoly.
That's sort of the boy craft store is Michaels,
and
the girl
sense.
One is
Michaels was able
Hobby
to outlast
Lobby.
Joann. Hobby Lobby.
Hobby
Lobby, I feel like is more in like a step in the Kmart direction from Michaels and Joann's.
Does it have that smell? That's how you know.
Yes,
that, Hobby like, Lobby
hot glue,
has that
wood tweed. Yeah.
Hobby
smell?
Lobby also has that like that Marshalls, TJ Maxx. Craziness to it where people move stuff around and it's kind of like you have to just find stuff yourself, you know,
where Joann Fabrics does have like auntie's house vibes.
It's
which
auntie's
I like.
Yeah, it's a there's a teachers nice, like getting crafts like
there's a nice lady who will help you find a very niche thing.
Yes, for sure.
Opposed to Hobby Lobby, they'll follow there was this video of this girl getting followed around Hobby Lobby. And she at some point, she just had the lady following her start holding stuff for her. She's like, can you hold this? She's like, yeah, sure.
Oh, sure.
But that's what Hobby Lobby is like. You will
I've
be
never
followed.
Even seen one of those.
It's nothing. It's like a Marsh. It's like a not Joann's.
Michael's
and a what was the other one we were talking about?
Joann Fabrics.
Joann's and Michael's.
Together.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They had a kid.
Hobby
Lobby. Okay, so my algorithm, it's going to go ahead and be ASMR, Chubby Finger Girls.
Yep.
Anime fight scenes.
Sick.
I sometimes get those.
I get a lot of like epic anime fight scenes.
Yeah.
Like
That reminds me, I get a lot of Eastbound and Down bloopers. That's a big... The algorithm figured out I like watching Danny McBride break and laugh, and they won't stop sending it to me.
That's an awesome thing to get.
Yeah, it's really good.
I get a lot of crazy AI stuff. Like,
yeah, I get some AI.
I try downvoting all AI shit because like sometimes I see something so gross it fucks me up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, damn, this shit is disgusting. Yeah. Like every time.
Yeah.
Even like the stuff that's supposed to look good looks disgusting. Like it just repulses me. I don't know why.
I have a couple AI accounts that I like that
I'm
follow.
Sorry,
but it's like stylized art.
There's an AI of Drake picking cotton and LeBron picking cotton.
Oh my God.
Oh wow, they can really do anything.
They really
they can do
it,
anything.
Huh?
This is a dark age. I have more to say on AI
that's
pictures
crazy.
Of celebrities, but I'll just say my last one of the three is going to be really jacked guys trying on pants that just don't fit. Okay, like they are trying to get these jeans up so hard and they can't.
That's
they're
so
jumping.
Funny.
Can I see one of those? That sounds ridiculous.
Oh my God, his ass is so juicy. Zach had that locked and loaded
so
fast.
Thing?
That's so his ass funny.
Is incredible. Like, it is like these guys. It's just guys with the biggest asses you've ever seen. Well, and I just
underwear
like,
looks so uncomfortable.
It's not supposed to be comfortable. It's yeah, supposed to show your ass.
It's about looking good on the ass. It's like girls' underwear. Yeah.
Like these guys. Like it up really is crack. Fucking me up. How God, much their damn. Asses? I'm literally. And then a Spy Kids scene. And then. Then just like guys,
fat girl
just like
soap, and then
I almost sent that to someone. I almost sent that.
Send the juicy asses.
Like what the hell? Like these I mean, guys these, is like that's an ass.
This is, but shouldn't this be allowed to you wear shouldn't be allowed to film that content in
at
public. That's
yeah,
too
I'd
much.
Be upset.
He
I'd
had
so
the camera
upset.
Set up.
I would
just
not
in
be upset. I would be perturbed. okay, I would be perturbed, but I wouldn't be word. Upset.
He's got a GoPro betwixt his cheeks. That's crazy.
It's I'd times that like that. Up. Like I'm sure you guys didn't even know guys' asses could get like that.
No.
I mean, I have a mirror, bro.
Oh shit! Oh fuck
Come
yeah!
I'm fucking cheeked.
Oh
now,
damn!
Dude.
That's my last. That's my last bit. Although I can't tell. Cheeked. It's like my biggest quest is to get a huge ass, but I don't know if I like. It's hard when you're gay.
Shut up. Get a big ass?
Bingo.
Because like when I sometimes I'm like, oh my body, like I want it to be jacked, but I'm like, do I or do I just want to fuck jacked guys?
That's true.
The wow. elements are mixed a little
you
bit.
You want to get successful enough that you can fuck a jacked guy, but you don't necessarily have to be one.
Like in your straight guy hearts,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
Dust off the cobwebs, okay? Yeah. There's two energies, red and blue. Yeah. The blue one is for your boys, where you're like, that guy, it's like a super, you're like, I love that guy, yeah. he's awesome,
yeah.
but you could get jealous of him and be like, damn it, I want like his body or I want okay. blah, blah, blah. And then the red one is girls, fuck, love, and that shit never gets involved. It's purple in me. They're
yeah.
fused.
Yeah, they're two
I get
in
that.
One.
I get that. I guess I do have a ripped homie, and I'm like, damn, I need to go to the gym. Like, if I see one of my ripped homies being ripped, I'm like, I should work out more. yeah.
But when like, you have it with a girl,
damn,
like
bro,
never, like,
you look good as fuck right now.
You working out?
Damn, bro, I want to be you.
I want to be you in you. I don't know.
I've been training for the half marathon with Irina, so we've been running a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I have lost like just a little bit of like that water weight body fat, so I'm more shredded than I usually am.
Yeah. Yo,
and it fucking
out.
Rocks. I love it. I fucking love it. There's no better feeling.
It is. I have to. I just need to lose these 20 pounds and then I'm back to my regular
bro
weight.
Just start running two
jump rope actually.
I know it's the worst
nah, if
you
just gotta jump
do
rope.
It for a month it'll come off.
I've been
You're
jump
a guy,
roping
guys,
with a weighted
jump ropes
rope.
Are actually sick. I fuck yeah. with jump ropes, and jump roping feels cool because you feel like a boxer
yeah.
training.
I get to go to a gym, boxing gym for free now for with working doing
hell?
Some of this
yeah
stuff
Hayden told me about that. That's sick.
You know, Hayden is so good at jump roping. It's a crazy.
That's because he's a trained wrestler, boxer. You know, like that's a big part of the
I
training.
I thought I was good, but I kept on like
he's
tripping
like,
on this.
He's one of those guys who can do the doubles.
Yeah.
Can he do the loop de loops?
I can do a loop de loop, but I can't do it consistently.
I can do it
slowly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be like loop, 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 loop. Yeah.
That's crazy.
We gotta get in the boxing gym.
And I've read just like I'm a super YouTube guy, so I've watched so many videos on how jumping like corrects your body and your posture, and it's really good for you.
Huberman dropped a video today about how if you incorporate skipping into your like aerobic routine, it's like incredible for your posture.
Really?
Like the posture you do when you skip with high knees, it like helps align your spine and shit.
Also, that's why like
you
when
look
you jump
so
and you
stupid.
Land, your body naturally self-corrects its posture and you jump back up. That's why it's like the reason why our knees and shit gets all shitty is because we stop jumping around. When we're kids, we're jumping around all the time.
Oh,
you
so you're saying
jump
as
around.
Long
around.
As I continue to
hit
skate
it. Jump.
And soccer
jump.
And do soccer, I won't have bad knees.
No, so. That's not true. Because soccer is hard on the knee. Running is hard on your knees eventually.
I disagree. And I'll fucking say
I forget, Zach.
I disagree that the most natural movement of your body can't do and it breaks your knees.
Let me say this. I think there's a difference between running on soft ground or grass.
I think it's our feet.
Concrete.
It's the shoes. No one wants to hear me say it.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in...
It's the bare. You gotta wear barefoot shoes. Get through the hurdle of regrowing your feet muscles, and then you'll never feel pain in your knee.
I think
ankles
it's too late for me, man. I think my feet's as pussies, and I need the thickest Nike running shoe I can get, so that when I land, it feels like a little cloud.
I think about the homies that play soccer in flip flops, And I'm like, damn, bro, their feet must be like the. Whenever you see a video of those kids doing like playing soccer in Africa,
that's
and
they're so just
true. Playing flip flops, I'm like,
my algorithm hits me with dudes in the hood absolutely breaking people's ankles in Crocs, wearing Crocs.
Crocs are the worst. I fucked up my feet working out in Crocs. Like, I
dude, you must have done something wrong, because Crocs are the best workout
shoes. They're like orthopedic shoes.
I've actually hiked a mountain in Crocs in sport mode before.
Really?
Yeah, in my camo ones that have that tread. My real tree ones. Yeah.
I'm trying to get like less of a shoe. Like, I want one of those like Aladdin shoes that has like the little point up. You know what I mean? That's just like a fucking like satin cloth.
You want an elf shoe?
The only problem with barefoot shoes, you should get into
Crocs, because Crocs is basically just a. It's like a thin layer of foam between you and the ground. That's really all it is.
I'm literally so far gone into like spiritual bullshit that like I now believe that the reason why humanity is so fucked up is because we don't touch the ground.
You're into grounding.
And isn't it weird that the more fucked up we get, the further and bigger the souls get?
Ooh.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't it weird that women are wearing heels? That's why they're so crazy all the time.
Yeah, we don't want our women wearing heels anymore, unless they want to.
Unless they want to and look good.
It looks really good. If they're hot, they could do anything they want. Okay, I think that's the general rule for all of humanity.
If you're hot, you can do whatever you want. Yeah,
believe anything, say anything. Then I'm down.
Yeah,
but sure. Dude, you gotta just try out the barefoot shoes thing.
You're into grounding. Are you into the electrical currents in your bed yet?
No, not yet. But I will say the electrical currents
from your.
I'm just at this point in my life, okay, where I'm like, why the fuck would the moon not affect me?
Okay.
You know, everybody's like, the moon's just a big thing in the sky that's been there since the beginning of time while we've evolved as a species that moves the Earth's tide.
Yeah, it's the same argument.
What do you mean? It's probably definitely going to make me feel weird.
I think it's fair to say that the moon and sun can affect us and our moods. When I have a sunny day, I'm a much more pleasant person to be around.
I mean, there's a reason why people in Alaska kill themselves when there's 24 hours of darkness.
Oh, shit. I didn't know they killed themselves.
Yeah.
Shout out to the homies.
But also, like, just leave Alaska.
Yeah.
No one's forcing you to be there.
You get paid to live there, though.
Don't kill yourself.
Because no one wants to live there because everyone keeps killing themselves.
Yeah, don't kill yourself. Just move.
Well, it's the 24 hours of darkness.
They do have months of darkness. Yeah. Where
I heard that, like, in Alaska, most people live there because they're running away from something.
Yes.
Oh, because they're wanted in the...
In the mainland?
In the main 50. In the big 49.
So you move up there to start a new family and like a whole new life. So you're not like, I hear, and I was told by an Alaskan this, that you're not allowed to like ask them where you're from. That's a question you shouldn't ask in Alaska or anything about people's
past. Because no one's from Alaska.
No one's from there.
I like
That's
that.
Awesome. I'm actually back on board with Alaska.
Well, one of my favorite videos on Instagram is when there's this black guy and he's like, hey man, they said that there are no, they're like, are there black people in Alaska? And a whole bunch of like, just a mob of black people. Yeah! We out here!
That's awesome.
And I was like, oh, they got all different kinds
Anchorage.
Like, I knew there was a lot, but I was like, oh, they got some hood people out there.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Damn.
That's sick.
In my mind, it's just that movie 30 Days of Night.
Yeah.
You know, with like the vampires and shit.
I picture the same thing. I picture...
Picture that, but also a guy that looks like Future.
Future's there, too.
Future's there.
I'm just like, why the fuck did we even buy that zone? Like,
I'd love to go. As an outdoorsy person, it's awesome.
I guess
I think the archipelago would look really fun. Looks like a really fun place to go visit.
Yeah.
With all the islands. And like,
yeah.
I'd go on a boat there.
Is that like cool Seattle, like northern, west, northwest?
There's a whole bunch of islands. If you look at Alaska, there's like an arch of all these islands, like these small islands that you could pretty much island hop to. And I imagine like it's really beautiful and kind of untouched. Kind of like Greenland.
It's sick. Yeah. The only problem is there's like big, giant grizzly bears that will eat you.
Will eat you.
Oh, and we didn't kill them all yet.
Yeah, no.
That's the best part of New England is like that shit. They're all dead.
Yeah.
The only hill was long ago. Now we're afraid of poison ivy. Okay.
Because out west, they have grizzlies too. Yes. Grizzlies are a problem.
That's you why it's on their flag.
And black bears. Black bears are black. There's a couple of. I remember I was staying in my friend's house in Colorado City, and we all had to shut the fuck up because there was a black bear outside.
Black bears will. We had black bears in Tennessee, and black bears are like. You don't want to fuck with one because it is a bear and can obviously hurt you.
But they're silly. They're rascals.
And they're more like if you get big and make noise, they run away. Yeah. You know, like they're kind of a thing you can outwit. A grizzly bear is just like
a monster.
You're fucked, bro. Yeah. Lay down.
They are a huge landmass predator.
Lay down and hope it doesn't want to kill you is all you can do.
Or you have a Revenant episode where you can survive that shit.
I mean,
that was one of the best things in cinema, that Revenant episode. Yeah, that movie.
That bear attack is awesome. Yes. It's sick.
I actually think that might be the worst. There's many in the modern day. There's many ways to die that are horrible.
I would rather die than survive that bear attack.
I just think that like the worst way to die would be an animal attack. Yeah. Just to know that something's eating you.
Yeah,
is, like,
pretty awful. Yeah.
No, I think like a bear, because a bear isn't a predator. But if you get attacked by like a mountain lion or a tiger, they kill humanely. They're gonna kill you really quick. So you like.
It's not going to be too long.
Yeah,
but the thesis is I don't want to be eaten or killed by an animal.
Yes, 100%.
Like, I guess I would rather be killed by, like, a scorpion or something. You know what I mean? Like a poison.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, just like, ouch!
Yeah.
And then I did, because you can die quite gorgeously from poison. You know what I mean?
Just that's true. You can get nice and, like, fair-skinned and flushed, and you can lay
your
on the bed.
Your lips are all red.
And, yeah.
Dying
you get last words. You're like, tell my mother I loved her.
Dead.
Let's get into some dogs.
Whereas bear is more just like.
Fuck! Please!
Oh my god, it's gone.
And like,
it's got the bear.
And I just have a feeling like you don't come back as a ghost if an animal kills you. Like it has to be man on man, like human on human crime for you to turn into
a ghost. A skinwalker in the forest.
I've never thought about that, but I think you might be onto like a new conspiracy theory.
Is
right
that you
there.
Can't be a ghost unless a human kills you?
Yes.
Because then it's like karmatic. It's like some shit. Like fuck you. Why'd you kill me?
Well, the spirit of the forest obviously needed to eat. Yes. You know, so you like became that. The meal.
Yes. That's not about you.
Yeah, it's okay. it's bigger than you, dude. It's bigger than you.
But like if I was like murdered by like a guy, like then it's like I'm not ready to leave yet. I'm like gonna let this fucking dude.
I'm haunting this Wendy's.
I'm haunting you.
He shot me right here as I waited for my baconator. I'm haunting this.
Did we already talk about this? Where this was like if you were a ghost, where would you haunt?
No.
Okay, if you like could choose, like you're gonna die. And you'll look like this,
I know where
or
Zach's gonna
an even hotter version. Okay. You'll look at you could look like anything you want because you're a ghost and you have a spectral form.
Okay.
Where would you want to be killed? And it could be a location.
Yeah.
It could be an area. It has to be like a singular thing.
I'm glad we established that an animal attack doesn't qualify you as a ghost. Yeah. I'd like to be homicided on the beach. I'd like to haunt a beach.
That's cool.
You know, maybe maybe a lifeguard stand, maybe a lighthouse of some kind. I just want to be near the coast.
That means you like drowned in the ocean. And
sure,
now
maybe
like,
I was gonna say maybe I got attacked by a shark while surfing, but
sure, yeah. Because
then I could haunt like the set.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm getting barreled.
Oh. What was that?
But did you see that? Is there a guy in that barrel?
And the tides would come in blood when you want to freak people out. You just make a blood tide kind of come in.
Yeah, oh, and then every morning and every night, if you look out right at the last minute, you see a figure far off in the distance
right
sitting
the
on his board.
Crushing
absolutely gnawing. That'd be my choice.
Wait, okay, well, a caveat to this is that you're as long as your remains stay there, you stay as the ghost. So once it does
the
get
remains.
Removed, so it'd have to be like underneath the lifeguard stand, but then you have as long as that lifeguard stands there.
Okay. Yeah, or if a big hurricane comes in, you might get blown to
the outer world.
Yeah, you might get blown somewhere else. All right, well, I'm going to have to think more on mine then, if it's about where your body is, because a beach is a horrible place. A body's going to show up on a beach pretty quick.
And also, like, the way the climate change is going, like, you got 5 years before that beach is now somewhere else. But that's good. I don't want to shame your death location.
It's good.
I like that. I think, my first instinct was a Bath and Body Works.
Nice. But then smells good.
But then in a few years, it's going to be a Spirit Halloween, dude.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I think I would do like some type of finance firm or like bank. To like fuck with white people.
Yeah. Like, and they really believe in ghosts.
Some guys, the right white people.
Some guys working late, selling arms to a war somewhere, and then you get to fuck his world.
Yeah,
up.
Like Lockheed Martin.
That'd be sick.
And you know that like if these white people were haunted by a black ghost, it would really fuck them up. Really, they would be like, I'm fucked up.
It's like, I think
they'd be so much more scared of black people after that.
I'm sorry. Because
they already were, but yeah.
They'd see me in the reflection of their laptop screen, like, who's behind me? And I'm just like, yeah, dog, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, you're wrong for that.
You could probably save the world. I'm on your picture, by the way. Sorry, a picture of me just showed up on a picture frame. Okay, what I'm thinking of for me is, like, I want a location that is like solid, but like, I don't know if it's, I don't want to be around for like thousands of years.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of thinking maybe Yale University.
Okay.
Because like, think about this. The whole campus of Yale University.
The Ivy Leagues.
I'm in the fucking dorm rooms and shit. Because my thought is...
He's going after preppy collegiate ass.
I'm trying to fuck as a ghost. Yeah, I'm trying to fuck them.
I know what Zach's up to.
Because like, that will do American Horror Story rules. You can fuck.
Yeah.
You can make a corporeal form and fuck.
What goes fucked in American Horror Story?
Or their like ghost logic is that like the ghost can like appear as like a physical
as
thing.
As a physical form, but it's to suck you off.
Sick.
Give you a spooky suck sesh.
Hell yeah.
Spectre suck.
So my thought is that like, okay, if that's in play, I want a location that has a rotating cast of hot fuckable young guys. Okay?
They keep every year I get older. They stay the same age.
Oh, actually, when I don't get older. Yeah, actually.
Zach, oh yeah. Every year I stay the same age and they stay the same age. It's perfect.
So the only problem with that is that like I guess that establishment will be around for a long time unless like a nuke happens.
Yeah, or unless the whole collegiate scam kind of falls apart at some point, because people are starting to wake up to that shit.
People are getting tired.
But Yale's going to be one of the last to go.
And it's going to, like, the building at least will turn into, like, a museum or some
shit. Yeah, they'll be cool. But then, haunting a museum,
tough. Oh, my God. The nerds, one's going to be there.
Yeah, you can't
fuck
those
nerds. I'm not
going to
fuck them.
You can't fuck those nerds.
I imagine if you die there, there will be other ghosts. Cramp in your style as well,
and you're right. And
yeah, that's true. It's
the
like
kind of people going to Yale are not really like those are nerds.
They're the worst.
I gotta go to like Tampa University. Okay,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
is
yeah, dude. You need to go to the University of Miami, dude. Go be a hurricane ghost.
So that's
the spot because it's always hot. So all the co-eds are always wearing naked, short shorts all year round because it's 80 degrees all year.
You get to see the bulges and the boobs.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
Go so hurricanes.
That's what I would do.
All right, I've rethought mine now that I know that it's a body-based thing. I want to be buried underneath a 24-hour diner.
Oh, that's good.
I'd like to haunt a diner so I can have like shitty ghost coffee at all times.
Yep.
Oh,
and hear people come and go. I can listen in on convos. Maybe I spook you in the bathroom.
It'll be around for 100 years.
Yeah, like it's never going anywhere.
That's
it's
pretty
breakfast
good.
Food's flowing. That'd be a good place to spend eternity.
Actually, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, guys, we're going to go into a dog slop 360 around the world.
This is the hottest slop in the news. This is dog slop 360.
Let's get sloppy.
We're getting slopped. So we haven't spoken a lot about this. We've been recording other episodes.
Yeah, we got a couple little specialty things in the works. We're trying to mix it up. So apologies that we haven't been consistent, all 10 of you that listen consistently.
Who get your news from us.
Yeah, so we apologize. We left y'all hanging for a few weeks. We want to give something topical.
Yes.
We got to get sloppy.
Because the last thing they know about the world is that LA was on fire.
Yes. Yeah, that's the last thing we talked about. And for a lot of people, wherever Boy Brunch stops talking, that's where the news stops.
That's when the news ends.
Yeah, so as far as they know, that's still happening.
Yeah, just so you guys know, It's over.
It's over. Don't worry.
It's over.
And no one's talking about
don't
it.
Don't worry. Well, no one's talking about it. We've all forgotten about it.
The queen lesbian in charge. They did fire her.
Well, firings, to catch you up, listener, firings have been a theme. A lot of people have been getting fired.
Okay.
Elon's been going a little bit crazy. He's been firing a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah. And then rehiring a lot of folks.
Hiring a lot of folks. Firing a lot of folks. Things have been exploding. You could say we're definitely in end times for sure, shot for shot. It's definitely end times.
So you could definitely say things are going okay.
Yeah,
shitty heck. Well,
I always say that about like the LA fires. It's like a perfect thing where it's like in the horror movie or like the apocalypse movie where they're like, some, you're just chilling and on the news, it's like LA burned down. You're like, oh, whoa, weird. Anyway, and then you keep going until something happens.
Well, I feel like it's just me. I feel like a lot of everything that's happening has happened before. Like nothing new in the news. There's nothing new. Like everything that has happened. Yeah, everything has happened before.
I will say that like it's been kind of like embarrassing for like half the political team, you know what I mean? Like I'm surprised that blue team is not putting up a fight. They're just getting pwned Call of Duty style and like constantly.
I think you
But it's also like the red team is pwning themselves at this point, like with this doing Tesla commercials out front of the White House. Elon's got a chainsaw. Like,
yeah,
they're doing such a great job at being awful, and everyone's like, this isn't what anyone wants. Like, what the fuck is going on?
And you know what? I just want you guys to know eggs are still $10.
Yeah.
My political
party is eggs. That's my favorite food. I just said I wanted to haunt a breakfast spot. Eggs being $10, this is a big problem. See, dude,
whenever anybody talks about eggs, you two might be the only people that I truly believe
are truly affected by this.
You two,
dude.
And the only people in the world who I believe
actually
besides my mom, because whenever I go home she has at least 36 eggs in the fridge.
Bro, your mom
around year round
she gets it. I keep an 18 pack on me at all times,
and I'm not surprised.
I gotta say it's a problem for me, and eggs. I may have to register as a fucking Democrat if this shit continues.
Dude, I you know what?
I may
I'm
have
sick
to
of
vote
shit.
Blue just for eggs.
Well, listen, okay, whatever team is in charge, fix it now.
Fix fucking
it right
eggs,
now.
Bro.
Okay, I don't give a shit, because both teams are like, it's the other team's fault, everyone, and I'm like, yo, I want an omelet.
I'm registered.
You know what? This feels like a dogpile. We can dogpile on eggs.
We can dogpile on eggs if we want
eggs
to.
Prices.
On egg prices.
When you pile on your fellow dogs, this is dog pile.
Okay, are you absolutely fucking out of your mind?
Yeah.
Eggs are $10 for what? It's a little. It's like
it's an embryo.
It's like oh shit! Actually, protect them.
That's why they're doing it. They're like this. Basically, this could still be a chicken.
I would love if they actually did that. That would be hilarious.
That would be a funny angle.
I would at least understand. I'm just like, the way that food prices are getting so bad, I literally am about to throw up every time I'm at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Well, I'm literally going to, I'm like, damn, guys, we're here.
You want a tax and tariff and all that shit? Well, you know, has repercussions.
I was talking to my girlfriend about this. Poor people don't eat salads. Because if they got to spend money on something, they want to make it.
Bro,
flavorful and impactful.
Don't get me started. Irina recently has been trying out, we decided to try a couple of those little meal service things that deliver you some ingredients. Factor. They're fun. She got one that's kind of four girls.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of
three nuts,
grains, and vegetables with tofu.
Wait, isn't Irina's a meat eater? She eats
she
steak.
She eats meat.
Right?
Yeah. She eats meat. But she
she's a grazer.
Between comedy and shit, we're never home long enough to cook.
Okay.
So having these meals is a nice supplementary, if you just need something, you can open it up. Yeah. And I try to eat them, and it's as if I've eaten nothing.
Yeah.
I lick the bowl clean, this grain, mushrooms, onions, some radish, all these little exotic vegetables. The vegetables that I've never even considered are in these things. Sunflower seeds with a vinaigrette on top. And it's it tastes good.
Yeah.
I need four more of these to feel full.
I mean,
you need the meat. I need the eggs, dude.
Salad is not a food. I want to be. It's a garnish. It literally is like. It's like I. When I'm hanging out with girls and I watch what they eat and they're always ragging on me for eating steak and stuff like
eating
they,
your steak and butter.
I'm like, I'm like, you guys shit your pants. Like there's something deeply wrong with all you guys.
It's so true.
That's very true.
It doesn't feel healthy when you, when you're like, I ate a sweet green salad yesterday. I killed it.
That shit.
And then I just farted for 2 straight hours because my body was like, whoa,
that was a pricker bush.
Yeah.
It's like I ate a pricker bush.
Yeah. All that kale.
I know. I have like the radical opinion that after I did the carnivore diet for a while, now vegetables hurt me. And I'm like, that shit's poison.
I respect that. Yeah. They like, probably are. They've been sprayed with shit.
I
get that.
Yeah. I mean, I could. Will you eat like meat and this fruit, right?
Because that's the part of the plant that's like, eat this part.
Yeah.
I've heard this logic. My algorithm has started to feed me this.
I mean,
this
line of thinking. To me.
Yeah. They're like, the plant doesn't want you to eat its roots. That's how it stays alive. So obviously it's going to make that poisonous.
Like kind of.
Like, y'all, like kind of, yeah. Y'all are giving plants a lot of credit. You're giving plants a lot of like, that pop- like the plant can fully control toxins in that way. But some plants can, so I guess all could.
Some could. I watched this one thing about carrots. Did you see the carrot conspiracy?
What? Oh, dude, hit me.
Bro.
Those things make up, me Doc? They make you fart like crazy?
No, long story short, the Jews are poisoning carrots.
Oh, no! Yeah. I believe it.
Like, you mean carrots crazy. Like diamonds? Like carrot diamonds?
Whatever it is, I believe you.
The carrot it conspiracy was, with a K.
Bro, I was like, this can't be real. Stop,
how, wait, how are the Jews involved in
what
carrots?
What are they doing to
like,
the carrots?
The carrots, they're basically, the carrots are like, they have some type of poison in them or whatever, and they've genetically, I don't know if the Jewish people have done this.
The video
in the beginning they're talking about how the Jews are now pushing have been pushing carrots, and I was like, this is insane because carrots are
that
always,
is so true. Jews are always trying to get me carrots. To eat carrots,
fucking carrots
and
shit.
I was like, who is this for? There's so many conspiracies. I'm like, who falls for these things?
Dude, lots of people. I'll tell you who. My cousins probably, you know.
I do like me. do you ever have fun talking to a conspiracy?
I'm excited for the holidays and for like trips back home so that I can like get a couple drinks and try to like get the conspiracy thing rolling. Because my aunts and uncles, like, they believe some shit. There's some shit that they're rocking.
Well, dude,
with.
At this That's point, like, how many conspiracies have to come true? The satanic pedophile island? That was the big one for me, was true.
Yeah, the problem is now conspiracies are too mainstream that there's so many that there now are going to be a lot of misses.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the big ones historically kind of have been more true than false.
If you're not at least placating that it's true, like at this point.
And there is a lot of that. There's a lot of people who are just like, nope, it's not, that's not the case, and there's nothing going on. It's like, all right, if you want to live that way, that's fine. But
I mean, I just think they're making us sick, fat, and gay. Okay.
That's the plan, dude.
But not me.
S for you. F G.
Oh yeah, because I'm a personal trainer, so it's like great if they're sick, fat, and gay. Because like, I can make them hot and then fuck them.
Exactly. And make money, Zach. Oh my god.
Oh, it was me. It's me.
Zach's one of the elites. He's like, this is a good plan, actually. You positioned yourself well in the scheme, at the very least, to catch some some runoff ass.
Runoff ass.
Some fine tone. Some trickle down ass.
No, I don't know if this is fucked up, but I don't want to be with someone who was fat.
Oh my god. You don't want someone who's like persevered and been through something?
That show's perfect. That's so crazy.
No.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Oh, come on. It's going to make me seem like a huge asshole when I explain it. But you get what I mean.
I'm kind of curious.
I want you to say it.
Okay, I'm just saying, I'm a huge asshole, but like, you know, I'm attracted to bodies. I'm attracted to a guy's ripped ass body.
Yes.
Okay, you saw my algorithm.
Or ripped ass, period.
Yeah. You saw the asses on that guy.
Those are some
that
crazy
dunks.
That
comes from being taught for fucking 20 years. Okay, dude. That's how you get a body like that.
But let me tell you this, Zach. I think you're underestimating the haunches that an obese person can build.
Carrying all that weight
around? Carrying 400 pounds around all day.
Especially if he's
And then they lose it. You're right. I mean, they might need to get a little bit of like skin tuck. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know that's what you're talking about.
If they fix that.
But that is fixable these days to an extent.
To an extent.
to an extent.
I guess I'm just attracted to psychos, like guys who are like
you need
obsessed.
That fit mentality.
They're obsessed with it, and they've always been, and they think other people are weak. You know,
yeah. Would you get annoyed if, like, say you were dating one of these like fit, healthy dudes, right? And he's kind of like judging you for eating like an extra.
Yeah. Do you?
Oh
you
my god, that would like turn me on.
Yeah, he wants that. He wants someone who's like
I would like have a Starburst.
Did you really buy Oreos on the way home?
I'd be like.
Off my clothes. I'm sorry. Come here and fuck my little fat ass.
And you're not even. That's so
fuck my little chunky ass.
Disgusting.
Rock my 12% body fat. Rock it.
Rock it.
No, I like a guy who's got a little bit of meat on him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
In my mind,
you want an Equinox linebacker.
Yeah, like in my mind, I want like. I like to be shredded. I don't like to fuck shredded guys. I had sex with this guy who was ripped. He had like 2% body fat.
Wow.
Like I was fucking a rabbit. Okay? Like it was fucking gross.
No meat here.
I know. It was just
it's a
like
skimpy meal at
gamey.
The end of the day. Yeah,
it was
really
gamey.
Yeah.
I like a guy who's got a little like who's jacked with a little fluff. A like footballer in his off season.
Okay.
Yes.
That's my ideal type.
Yes.
Okay.
Like you don't want a girl who's like skin skinny.
Skin
bones.
Skinny.
I did that one time and it was not the best.
Yeah.
I will say that. I was afraid
rocking
I was going to hurt her.
Jack Skellington.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like I was going to hurt her. I was concerned.
Yeah. Like a little.
You need something to grab onto.
Yeah.
There's some truth to that.
And then there's also the kind of like, I'm the shredded one. So it's like, I get to.
You want to be the skinny.
You're going to do what I
say.
I get that.
And I'm in charge.
I get that.
You know, it's back to, you know, our other, it's very stepbrother, younger, older
oh,
stepbrother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were talking about, what's that fucking show called?
White Lotus.
That show.
So we were talking about earlier
I've
White
tried.
Lotus.
I've seen a few eps. Just, not for me.
It's just, like, I can tell what type of person the show is for, and I don't like that person.
Yeah.
You know?
My girlfriend.
Yeah. And my girlfriend.
Yeah, girlfriends.
Girlfriends. I hate them, by the way. Yeah.
Their taste is questionable sometimes.
Sometimes.
I will say. I mean, I get why people like the show. It's just, like, the drama of like
and the gossip. I saw the one where the ladies were talking about each other behind each other's
that's
backs.
That's all. It's like
I was
this
like,
isn't interesting.
Do girls do that? And she was like, "Yeah,
they definitely
like,
do." Yes,
and I was like, "I think a guy like a guy has to be really pissed off to be like, man, fuck that guy."
Yeah, as soon as he walked out.
Yeah, and it was like, why?
Why?
He's Maybe. Actually cool.
Caleb
a girl would never do that. She's actually fine.
Girls are immediately like, yes.
That's why they like
watching it, because it's relatable.
Yeah, you've been there.
I've been in the boys' locker room, and I've been in the girls' one, and I'll say you both are disgusting. Like,
yeah.
Disgusting in different ways.
In different ways.
Sure.
Yeah, like, because guys will be like, oh, she's so hot. I want to fuck her. Like, look at her fat ass.
But
like,
guys don't talk about other guys like the way girls talk about other girls.
Yeah, but the way
Unless
girls talk about
guys
is also fucked up, because they're like, he looks disgusting. God, he should just kill himself. God, he looks has bad genetics. I would never fuck. Like, it's like, damn. He's short and bald.
Well,
ew.
I feel like
I think
women,
he should die. I'm like,
women should be concerned about genetics, for guys' genetics.
It makes sense, like, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part, I get. If a woman was, like, like a geneticist, like as a, like, you know how people are racist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a geneticist.
I'm on board. Yeah.
Like a cis geneticist.
Yeah. You think girls are allowed to be geneticists?
Yes.
Well, you know, I think
yeah,
them human
they can be into skull phrenology just a tiny bit.
Just a little bit.
Just
well,
a little
human
bit.
Well, we judge them for how they look, so they should be able to be like, yo, if you want to fuck
me. Well, that's
me,
the 6 foot thing. That's what that is. The girl version of, I only want a tall guy so that my offspring are tall.
And those girls who say that are dumb, because tall guys don't live that long. There aren't any
yeah,
old
so
guys that are tall.
To the next one, Jesus.
Think about it. You need a medium sized guy.
Yeah.
So your children live an average size of health, depending on life.
Well,
so
I mean,
whatever.
I think the human mating ritual, honestly, is where the girls have the initial power. Where it's like the group of females pick the hottest guy,
yeah,
and then the hottest guy picks one girl. Like that is like the mating ritual,
unless you're like a lion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which they kind of have it figured
Grant,
out.
Grant Cordone.
Where it's like one guy. Kind of like the Mormons and the lions.
Harem
and,
style.
Yeah, yeah. Where the cows, we have one bull and one like 100 heifers.
Yeah. Hell yeah. A harem
situation. Just go around humping. Humping and dumping. That's all that boy does.
That's kind of like the gay world a little bit.
It's probably like Scientology. I'm sure there's a lot of religions that are like that.
Yeah. Well, there's cultures. Like, you could be Muslim and get a couple of wives.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I did find out that, like, eventually, once you get a certain amount of wives, they turn on you.
And so there's an uprising. Yeah,
which is sick for them.
Yeah, that's
you
totally
put enough
cool.
women in a house and you're keeping them there, they're going to blame you eventually. Yeah.
They're going to figure out you're the enemy and not them.
Of course, of course.
I would be so good at making them like me. I would rule that whole household for decades.
Are you part of the harem or are you the in charge of the like you were?
Well, I just feel like okay, if there was like a apocalyptic situation mm-hmm. and I found a house in the middle of nowhere mm-hmm. and like say you were just like you're alone and you're trying to find somewhere. You come to this beautiful house. You see all these gorgeous women mm-hmm. and you're like, what is this, like heaven? What the hell? It's like my harem, mm-hmm. you know, and they all have my children, but okay. it's like chill and I'm not trying to.
Okay. Like,
to like
you're not like interested in them.
I'm just like, hey guys, how's everyone doing? I'm like, okay, do you need anything? Yeah, can I help? Like,
you're in a harem, but you're still gay.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, I fuck them just to procreate
life.
Because
they want a child.
Yeah, I fucked each of them once. It was gross and disgusting. I did not like it.
I did it for mankind.
I did it for the good
of humanity.
But
you know, it would be so idyllic for you because I'd be like, yeah, you could stay here, have one of the wives. And you'd be like, oh shit. But then it's like, but.
Zach's like, fuck them all. I don't
care. But
then
it's like, but. I need a guy. You know, like, it's like,
Daddy needs a little taste.
You gotta go so find you, me a man.
Pretend it's not me, just another gay guy who looks exactly like me and talks like me.
Yeah. And is ripped.
And is ripped. Because, you know, out there I'm chopping wood like shit. Yeah. I'm doing all the boy jobs.
Yeah, you're doing all the new jobs.
You got apocalypto body. That shit.
I'm taking out the trash. I'm hammering nails into screws like a guy. I'm fucking out there.
You're checking the.
Processed
to see foods safe.
Ended a long time ago. You're eating clean. You're
my
eating
girlies
meat.
Are out there picking berries. Are you
They're
kidding
picking
me?
We're fucking fresh berries and killing fresh
chickens.
Yeah, and we got vitamin C. You know,
rabbit.
They're having kids.
Yeah, dude.
We got to ostracize the boy kids because I don't want any of them to grow up, turn into a teenager, try to fucking oust me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is true. When you start having sons, that's when the problem.
Yeah. So
they get
one.
Lippy.
Can only
well,
have
I
one
just
man.
Sent all my sons on a pilgrimage, but I just take them in the back and.
okay, so then that's how the harem is bad.
Kind of a reverse China of you to do that. That's pretty
only
cool.
Girls.
Only girls. I kill all the boys.
The girls are safe
them.
With me.
Well, that's why I would have to have, like, the one in this apocalyptic scenario where I've been doing this for years, I would have to fuck the random guy who we take in just to establish that I'm the. Like,
you have to fuck
I can't
everybody.
Have a straight guy in there because the girls will fall in love with him.
They will.
Oh, okay.
So that's actually a huge danger to my whole ecosystem.
Order.
You know?
Order.
But
okay.
if everyone knows that you boned him one time, what, like. They
They'll
won't
be like,
follow
every time you go to the bar.
They won't like him as much because they knew that I still dominated.
Yeah, I still dominated him.
I don't know. Girls like gay sex. I hear that a lot of girls watch gay porn.
I bet they do.
Yeah,
I mean they'll watch White Lotus. Come on.
I like a. You've never watched lesbian porn? You've never even.
I mean,
curiosity?
It's got nothing I'm into.
That's
okay?
crazy.
It's got like,
but it makes sense that you wouldn't be into it.
Yeah. At least like straight porn, like. I could just close one
you can
eye.
Go
50%, you know, like,
I like a mouthy lesbian, a lesbian who's just talking dirty to the other girl.
Yeah,
it's not a bad time.
I don't know. Every so often in gay porn, like you're scrolling through all the thousands of options, and then like you'll see tits, and you're like, whoa, what the hell?
Gross.
Or like the ads or something will be just like a girl being like, fuck
what's
me? And
what's
I'll
be like, the rever- like? Are they called the girls that are like getting cucked in like that situation? Are they called cuck queens or?
Oh, I've actually never seen one where it's like a guy fucking a guy in front of his girlfriend. It's always just like there's a random straight porn in the mix in the search bar. And you're like, why did they throw this one in?
Fucking a guy in front of
his
girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often, does it?
No,
I'm sure
it
happens.
I don't think the cuck thing could happen because the girl doesn't care.
Well, I mean, like, I imagine.
That's probably how my girlfriend feels when I'm gaming with my boys.
Yeah. That's definitely how my girlfriend.
Exactly how it feels to her. She's like, they might as well be in each other's asses right now. Yep. They're not paying me any attention. Yep. That's for damn sure. She's over there on TikTok scrolling.
Whenever you laugh, what's so funny? Fuck yeah. You.
Having fun? Having fun over there?
That's why I think I'm gayer than you guys are straight. Mm. Because when you watch porn, you are watching a guy's dick come.
Mm.
Think about that. And you're like, hell yeah, come, dick. I want you to come. Well, you know,
not
like,
really. Not really.
I'm not thinking about
See, that's where you dip back into gay thinking there.
You guys don't think that?
We no. don't like stare. We don't stare at the dick and count down when it's going to come. It's kind
come on. You come got on. It, buddy.
Bust, brother, bust.
It's more like the lady's reaction.
Yeah, we're more focused on the lady.
Yeah.
But if the dick doesn't come, you go, aw, what the hell?
There is something fun about, getting to see.
I always, you know what always cracks me up is when, because it's like, it used to be a thing when like black dudes wearing Tim's or whatever, but it's still just like, it's just guys just wearing sneakers, just like... You took off all your clothes to put your sneakers back on.
Back on.
And it kind of cracks. It takes me out of it. That's it's just so like, funny, though. It's so,
like, it's so disrespectful. That's the worst look. It's so disrespectful to fuck a lady with shoes on.
You're like, I need this
grip. Because
you
know it's a shoes-off house. A girl lives there.
Of course. Yeah. It's a girl house. You can't have shoes
I think it'd be fun to, like, propose, like, let's do something crazy. Let me fuck you with my shoes on.
You go put my shoes back on. I think that's the ugliest a person can look is naked with just their shoes on.
Shoes on.
And socks.
Like, socks, socks are bad. I almost think shoes looks better than socks. I think if you're going to have socks, you might as well put the shoes back on too so that you can be mobile and get the fuck out of there if you need to. Just socks, you're now less mobile than if you were barefoot and you look crazy.
Yes.
You know? Because now you're sliding around like a cat. Cat on hardwood.
And then that's if you're not stable, you just look
you have
ridiculous.
No stability, yeah.
That's the problem, because, like, being a guy and coming is kind of like, wah, like, it's, like, kind of, it is embarrassing. Coming is embarrassing. And you're like, no, I'm done now.
Yeah, you are kind of afterwards, you're like, ugh.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Well, there was a comedian, I forgot who said this, but he was talking about how he knows women don't have post-nut clarity. Like a guy, like, you know, when you, like, guys have post-nut clarity.
Yeah.
But he's like, women don't have post-nut clarity. I was like, maybe. I don't know. I feel like.
They don't?
But I feel like.
The clarity comes from, like, oh, I have a demon in me I need to let out. And then you get out and you're like, oh, I'm a disgusting beast.
Theirs, I think, is reverse. Like, their clarity is up top.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh fucking god! And then halfway through, they're like, "All right,
this
okay,
is nice.
Get into this.
Yeah, this is fun."
Yeah, where for a girl, I feel like I'm just gonna like
if
make
only
an
we
assumption.
Had a female fourth guest here.
Damn it!
To ask about. This
I'm the closest you got.
So we'll just have to make assumptions and roll with them.
And
as
I
fact.
Do think this is gonna be
assumptions.
This is assumption section.
Assumption station.
Welcome to
Assumption Station.
All aboard. And I'm going to say something that you guys are probably going to go, ew, about.
Say it.
Is that I kind of feel like, based on my personal anecdotal research of talking to women and men.
Oh, mm-hmm. Too early.
Yeah. Is that I get fucked in the ass.
Yes. That's part of the rules.
Okay,
where's the studio audience?
Y'all are supposed to say the gas.
Oh, I wanted like, I wanted like when you get a kiss, like
we should add it.
Yeah, we could maybe add some in because there was a perfect silence. Well, I know he was waiting on me to say ew, but I wanted to prove that I'm an ally. Yeah, I don't think that's gross.
You don't think that's gross at all.
No. But when you so your back door's got a special part to it called the prostate. Many people know straight mm-hmm. guys are finally getting into the lore of it. You tickle it.
Some of the boys are starting
in.
To.
Listen, the finger never hurt nobody.
Of course. You go back there, you press the button, and it's like. I do think that if you really press it, like hold it down with a toothpick, you know, like your phone, well, to reset your phone, you gotta, you gotta get a paperclip going and hold it for 20 seconds.
Reset your prostate? That sucks.
Would you hard reset your prostate from a guy when another guy does it, or a girl? I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I do feel as if it feels what a girl's orgasm feels like.
Because
it's like, I've been told by girls, it's more of like an orchestra where a guy's orgasm in his dick is like a guitar solo.
Okay.
Oh. So theirs is like a whole body.
Yeah, body experience.
like Beethoven, yeah, you know, yeah, a whole
it's like the, shuddering. Like yeah. you feel it in your shoulders.
Where ours ours is sort of
yeah, but let's be real though, guitar solos rock so much harder than orchestras yes. do.
Of course.
Guitar solos get me hyped up, and you know what's awesome about guitar solos? You can hear another one in about 5 minutes.
Or 11. There might
be maybe 10 to 11 now that I'm in my 30s. But guitar solos, we jam bands here, baby. We can listen to this all night. This shit never gets old.
Hit it!
Orchestra, you're yawning by track three. You're like, this one sounds a lot like Symphony Number 72 right now.
Yeah. But then I do think that, you know, as guys, we do have access to that kind of, because when you get slammed back there.
Yeah.
Slam dunked. Yeah. It's not the same.
And this leads
it's like a different type of
it's
orgasm. Like
it's an orchestra.
Yeah, and this leads
and you make
us.
A noise fucking like a girl. Okay.
That's awesome. Tennis grunting in there.
It is weird. Grunt? Front orgasm is like
metal.
And then in the back, I'm a grown man, but you'll be like.
Suddenly, you're Prince. You're like.
All right,
I love that. Well, that leads us into our first official sponsor of the podcast, yes. Prostates.
Prostates. So,
in general.
Boy Brunch wants y'all. All the boys listening.
Prostates in Allstate.
Yeah, Prostates. We're working on Allstate. They're still
thinking
about numbers yeah. right now. But we'll get Black Jake from State Farm or someone on here
to talk about
to
this.
To sit in and talk about yeah, everyone at home, be sure to finger your butthole because apparently it's awesome.
Try
yeah.
it out. I mean, it's kind of like God's ultimate...
Yeah, it's like, are you scared? You scared you might
are you
like
scared?
It? Quit being a pussy.
Well, that's why I'm like really kind of like gay, can't be wrong. Otherwise, God's hilarious. Like,
you know what?
Why'd he do that?
Yeah.
Why did he do that? But also, if I was a European person, I would make fun of how Americans clean their ass all the time. They have bidets. We don't have... You have to.
We
like,
do
we,
now, though.
We finally just
we're
tapped
finally
into bidets.
On it. Yeah, we're finally.
If I was European,
in.
I'd be like, "Yo, bro. You tell me you wipe your ass,
dude. If a European wants to come step into me talking shit about my asshole,
yeah. I'll be like, what's in the? Well, okay,
you sound like you're ready to go,
bro. I'm ready.
Why are you wearing a sweater on your
day? I'm ready yeah. for war. Maybe you should open your mouth by your bidet, you nasty fuck.
You know, if it wasn't for us, you'd be speaking German.
Why don't you get okay, a little yeah, like, get a little water pick action between those teeth, mate. You know, quit worrying about my b-hole.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I gotta say, you know, the cleaning your ass technology is just going advancing every single day.
It's an exciting time to have an asshole.
They
that's
make
for sure.
That's so true. It's never been better.
It's this
to
is
have
the
an
best
ass.
Time to have an asshole in all of history because the bidet technology, the heated seats, like things are really getting great. And
the
I'm,
bidet, they also make
blessed.
Certain pills. Like I take this pill.
No you take butthole pills?
Yeah. And
what
it,
does
what
it do?
What it, it's like an ultra fiber pill. So when I take it, I'm shitting like a deer.
Perfect
okay?
logs.
And it's pebbles, dude. And it's ghost wipers every time.
That's awesome.
You could eat a bisque
dude,
out of
my ass. Technology is amazing.
All right. What do you guys want to say to sign off?
Oh, shit. Sorry. We ended there.
No, that's a perfect place to end. Enjoy this ghost wipe of an episode. This app's going to go down so clean. You're not going to feel anything afterwards. You're going to be able to go on with your day and feel amazing.
Wait, that's the name of this episode is Ghost Wipe.
Ghost Wipe. Thanks for listening to Ghost
Thanks
Wipe.
Thanks for listening, guys. So do you guys have any... how are you? I guess we never asked that.
I don't know. I can't plug my shows in 2 days. I don't know that this will be out by then, but
I cut off all my hair and it feels crazy.
Caleb cut off his hair, so look out for clips of that. You might
I work at Equinox now.
Zach works at Equinox. We'll dive into Equinox is a healthy thing to discuss. Yeah. We'll save that for our next episode.
I don't want my boss to hear this
because I'd love to talk about it. I have a lot of thoughts.
And I'll have more to say because I'll get through it.
Yeah, get a little more experience and then we can really grill you on it.
All right, guys. See
Thanks
you later.
Thanks for listening. See you later.
Bye.